Tonight, I want to thank Brother Darrell for giving me the opportunity to preach. You know, there's so many things in our lives that happens. Sometimes we fall. And tonight, I'm going to pick on Peter. Because as I study my Bible, I see a lot of things that Peter did wrong. He fell. But before I start showing you these things, I want to remind you one thing. Peter was not filled with the Holy Spirit until the day of Pentecost. None of the apostles were. The day of Pentecost is when they were filled. And then they really started out. Read the book of Acts, and you'll see all kinds of miracles in that book. But first of all, let's go to Matthew. Four 18 through 20, it's the call of Peter by Jesus. It says, Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. You know, that's like us. Someone comes to our home, or we go to church, and we become church people. But there's a difference between church people and Christians. Some people can be church people all their life, but they never make that commitment. So what good is it to be a church person? If you're not going to make the commitment to follow Christ, you're not going to be saved. I'm telling you, the Bible definitely tells us we must confess our sins. We must realize we are sinners. We must ask Jesus for his forgiveness. And we must believe that we are forgiven. That's faith. We must believe we are forgiven. If we don't believe we are forgiven, we're not forgiven. You have to have faith, people. And sometimes, like I'm going to show you, Peter lost faith. The next verse, in Matthew 16, 13 through 19, Peter, Jesus, and the apostles are walking, and Jesus asked the apostles, who do the people say I am? And one of the apostles says, they say you're John the Baptist, come back alive. One of the apostles says, they say you're Isaiah. But Peter spoke up. Peter said, you are the living Son of God. You are the Savior. You are the Savior of the world. And Jesus said, blessed are you, Peter. He says, upon this declaration, I will build my church. Now, some churches will teach you this, that Jesus is saying that he's making Peter, he's building the rock on Peter, that Peter is going to be the head of the church. No, that's not right. He's building his foundation of the church on the fact that he is the Son of God. He is the Savior of us all. That's where he's building his facts. Okay. Now, then we go to Matthew 14, 29 through 31. This is the story of Jesus and Peter. Peter's in the boat on the lake. I'm sure you've heard it a million times. And Jesus is walking on the water, coming to the boat. And Peter says, Lord, bid me to come to you if this is really you. He says, come. Peter steps out of the boat. He starts walking to Jesus. And all of a sudden, The wind starts picking up on that. And what does Peter do? He turns away. He's not keep focusing on Christ. So what happens? He starts to sink because his faith, he lost his faith. And thank heavens, he knew who to call for. He called, "Lord, Lord, save me." And what did Jesus do? Like he does to everyone, every Christian in the world. Put his hand out, pulled Peter up, and they walked back to the boat. You see, that's the problem. Especially with newborn Christians. They hear the word, and their faith is not strong enough yet, because we have to work to get our faith really strong. We have to pray every day. We have to get in that Bible. We have to study the word. Because if we don't do those two things, our faith is not going to build. And we have to pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can do miracles with us if we just believe and let him do it. But 99% of us people, especially men, we're bullheaded. We think we can do it all ourselves. It don't work. It don't work. And then we go to Mark 14:7-31. Jesus foretells that the apostles, that he's going to be captured. The rabbis and the priests are going to come, and they're going to take him away. And the apostles are all going to flee. They're all going to flee. And of course, our friend Peter, he's proud. "Oh, no, Lord, I will never leave you. I will be there. I will die for you if I have to." But what happens? The Lord says, "Peter, Peter, Peter, you are before this day, you are before the crow," excuse me, sometimes I've had a stroke, so sometimes I get tongue-tied. "Before the crow crows three times, you're going to deny me." "Not me, Lord, not me. I'd never do that." He's doubting the word of God. I mean, you know, I wish I could have been there when Jesus walked the earth, to see all the miracles, all the great things that he did, to sit at his side and listen to him preach and teach. Wouldn't that have been great? Really, wouldn't it have been great? But you know, the Lord tells us we're more blessed because we never saw this. But because we believe, we are more blessed because we have faith. But like I said before, we have to work at that faith. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story about me. I can't remember exactly how long because of my stroke, but my mother was dying at the nursing home down here. And every day I would go there and I would see her suffering. And it just tore the insides out of me. I couldn't take it. I would go home, I'd pray, "Lord, I know you're going to take her. Please do it quickly. Don't let her suffer." And I don't know why, and I've learned not to ask the Lord why he does things, because he has a plan for everything. But he let her suffer, keep on suffering for a while. And I hate to say it, I lost my faith. And just a little bit, I was still going to church and that, but I lost my faith and I got mad at God. I got mad at my Savior. I said, "Lord, you say you're a loving God. How can you let someone suffer like that?" And I was mad at Jesus. So I quit preaching. I was going to church, but my mind was 100 miles away from church. And the Holy Spirit, you know, if you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit is not going to let you leave. I'm telling you, believe me, He is not going to let you leave. He is going to bring you back in the fold. And of course He did. Thanks to these two little gentlemen here, they come over and asked me to come to church. I came. And first night I came, pastor hit me in the head. His sermon was right on. Boom. Oh, Holy Spirit, bow. Wake up. I'm talking to you. And next time I came, the following Sunday morning, same thing. Bam! Wake up! I'm talking to you. And it seems like every sermon that pastor preached was hitting me, was telling me something. And so finally, I realized, hey, I know what you're trying to tell me, Holy Spirit. You're trying to tell me I need to get back on that horse. I need to do what you called me to do in 1975. I need to start preaching again. I need to start worshiping you more. I need to get back in my Bible. I need to pray. I need to pray for the power. And I'm going to tell you something. If we leave this church on any day and we're not blessed by the Holy Spirit, we need to come down to this altar and we need to pray and see what's wrong with us. Because I'm going to tell you something. When I walk out these doors, I am so filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to sing on the way home. I want to shout hallelujah because I have been blessed. I have been blessed. And I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing in the world that compares to being blessed by the Lord and the Holy Spirit. There's nothing in the world that compares. You could give me $25 million and I wouldn't be any happier than I am right today because I know that I have a loving God. If I have any problems in the world, I can take that problem to my big brother, Jesus Christ, and lay it at His feet, and He's going to solve that problem. He's going to solve that problem. And now I'm proud to say that I'm back into the Lord. I have a beautiful relationship with the Lord. I'm happy. I take walks with Him. I talk with Him just like He was my brother. Because He is my brother. And I know that no matter what comes up, what happens in my life anymore, that I know where to go. I go to my Father, I go to my brother, I go to the Holy Spirit, and I say, help me, Lord, I'm falling, help me. And sometimes that's what we need to do as Christians. Sometimes we need to realize that we can't make it on our own. We cannot make it on our own. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need Jesus Christ in our life. We need the Father. And we need the church. We need the church. Everybody here needs this church or a church for spiritual guidance, for just a camaraderie, just to enjoy the fellowship. But the main reason why we need this church is for salvation. You know, I'm sure every one of you got this little pamphlet. This is a roadmap to salvation. This is a roadmap to salvation. If you read this pamphlet and you read these verses, you can't help but be convicted and learn how to be saved. You can't help it. And in closing, I'm going to say two things. Number one, if you don't walk out that door being blessed, there's something wrong with your relationship with God. You need to come down here and pray about it. And if you're not saved, don't put it off. Like Brother Darrell said this morning, don't put it off. Because you don't know what's going to happen. If you put it off, you might end up in hell. Why? You could be going home, get in a car accident, and die. And then where do you go? You go to hell. People say that God sends people to hell. No, you're wrong. They're wrong. God does not send anyone to hell. We send ourselves to hell. Amen. We send ourselves to hell. Why do we do it? I don't know. Bullheadedness. Like Brother Darrell said this morning, we just ignore the Holy Spirit. We put it on hold. We might be too proud. I don't know. I'm not a wise man. But I do know one thing. If we don't accept Christ as our Savior, and if we don't get washed in that blood, we are going to hell. I do know that. And I also know that when Christ comes, I'm happy to say I'm ready for him. If he calls me home tomorrow, I'm ready for him. And when I get up there, I am going to be the biggest bug in Christ's hair. Because there's so many questions I want to know. I want to sit at his feet and I want to learn. I want to learn. And how do I learn now? Through this word. I have read this Bible. I can't tell you how many times I've read this Bible. But one thing I can tell you, that every time I read it, there's always something new in there. You know, and I get a blessing. I get a blessing because I found something new. Now I'm going to ask Brother Darrell to come back, and as he's going to give the invitation. And I pray, if there's something wrong with your relationship with God tonight, please don't wait. Please don't wait. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight, Lord, in prayer, Lord. I thank you for putting the Holy Spirit on me and giving me this sermon, Lord. And Lord, I pray if there is someone here that needs to straighten his relationship out with you or to be saved, that they come forward, Lord, that they get the blessings, Lord, because, Lord, there is nothing like the blessings that you can bestow upon us. And, Father, I pray for these people at the Baptist church that were killed today, Lord. I ask that you be with their families and you give them comfort, because I know what it is to lose a loved one. And Father, I just pray that the Holy Spirit will comfort those families. Amen.